Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. And I pray today that you're having a wonderful day in the Lord. Right now, I'd like to pray with you. Father, I pray for all my listeners. I pray that you bless them. I pray, God, if there be one that's sick today, that you touch them, give them strength and courage, and help them to recover. Lord, I pray for those that are depressed today. I ask that you lift them up and show them hope. Let them know, God, that you are the Lord over depression, that you can bring them out and help them to come out of that. And I pray for those that need a financial blessing today. God, we know there are many hurting people today that need help. I pray help them today and meet and supply their needs. And I pray for our youth of America today, Father, that you'll bring a revival to them. I pray for the incarcerated, God, that you bring your word into the prisons and the jails and set the captives free. Not only just bring them out, that they can be changed people, but set their hearts free. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And I also pray if there be one that's not born again, that they'll receive you as their Lord and Savior, knowing the only way to God the Father is through Jesus Christ. And Lord, if they'll ask forgiveness, you will wash away their sins, write their name in glory, and they will be born again. Help them to see and understand that, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I'd like to read out of Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, and it says, "Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye so to them, for this is the law of the prophets." In other words, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. You know, a lot of times our lives are falling apart because we've been so unkind to other people. You know, you reap what you sow. And a lot of times we have been mean to people. We have been dishonest with people. And we look around and everything around us is falling apart. But the Bible says that if we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that He would add the things to us that we need. And that's not just material possessions, but I believe He'll add peace to our hearts. He'll add joy to our lives, and he'll add security, knowing that if we should die today, that we're going to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. So many people today are looking for a hope, looking for a way out. Our country's in such shape, and our economy is not looking good. But you know what? God still has everything under control. Everything is going according to God's plan. You know what? One day, the trumpet's going to sound. He's going to call His children home. And like one preacher said, it's going to be goodbye world, hello Jesus. Today, I think about a real cute joke I heard one time. It said this woman fell into the river and she couldn't swim and she was going down for the third time. This man jumped in to save her and he grabbed her by the hair of the head. And when he did, her wig came off. And then he reached up and grabbed her under her chin to pull her out of the water. And when he did that, her false teeth came out. And he screamed to the men standing on the shore, and he says, "Please help me save as many parts of this woman as I can." You know, sometimes you just feel like you're falling apart, piece by piece, little bit by little bit. But I know one that can put the pieces back together. Some of you that I'm talking to right now, your children are just giving you the time of your life. They are causing heartache, they out, they doing drugs, they caught up in things they shouldn't be in your house, in your heart, and your life is just all in pieces. Some of you, your marriage is all in pieces. Some of you, your whole life is just all messed up. Some of you got yourself in just bad shape. And some of you have seemingly everything, but you're empty in your heart. And I've come by to tell you, there's one that can fill that void. There's one that can put the pieces back together. There's one that can give you hope, and His name is Jesus. He can help you today. Call on Him. He will not turn you away. He'll not reject you. He didn't come to condemn you. But the Bible says that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Today, I don't care what your problem is. You take it to Jesus. He's the problem solver. And not only will He do it, He wants to. Jesus came that we could have life and have it more abundantly. I pray today that you'll be encouraged in the Lord. And if you've never made Jesus your Savior, that you'll take time right now to receive Him as your Lord and Savior, to make Him the Lord and the King of your life. Receive Him today and hold on to that which is faithful. God bless you, and thank you for listening.